Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
And when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that's the real healing, the healing of a soul, the forgiveness of sin. And so we must understand this morning, it's not enough to hear the truth, but we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. More important than seeing the light is believing. More important than hearing the gospel is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus is the Light of the World.
We serve a Savior whose name is above every name. He is high and exalted and lifted up. And even this man most recently healed was able to say, "This is the Son of God." And so we hear the message of Jesus, "I am the light of the world." But we see the manifestation of Jesus. His light changes lives. We see it in the blind man, and may we see it in our own lives as well. Well, I want to conclude this morning by showing you the meaning of this passage. We've seen and we've heard concerning Christ and His message that He's the light of the world, His manifestation that His light dispels spiritual darkness. But what is the real meaning of the passage? And I want you to pick up with me in verse 35 as we see Jesus explaining to us the application today. Jesus heard that they cast Him out, speaking of this man that had been healed. And when He had found him, He said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is He, Lord, that I might believe on Him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen Him, and it is He that is talking with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped. You see, all of the miracles in the Bible were not given simply so that someone could say, "Oh, I experienced this, I experienced that." A lot of people are experiential in their way of thinking, and yet, it was more than the experience. The experience was to point to the Savior. And now this man understood. Jesus healed him so that Jesus could save him. And when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that's the real healing, the healing of a soul, the forgiveness of sin. And so we see the meaning before us. We see, first of all, it is revealed by Jesus Christ. It is revealed in this fact, the Bible says in verse 35, Jesus found the man. I'm so glad that we have a Savior who seeks us. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. He searched for this man, and perhaps He's been searching for you watching today. Perhaps He's wanting to call you unto Himself. Perhaps He's been seeking after you in this way, John 20 and 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. No one has life eternal. No one has spiritual life apart from Jesus. Only Jesus can give spiritual life. And so this life that we speak of, this meaning that we speak of, is revealed by Jesus Christ, who's seeking you today. But notice, it's not only revealed by Christ, it is received by faith. Now, it's one thing for Jesus to show Himself to this blind man and to say, "I that speak to thee am the Son of God." What a wonderful thing that was. Yet, I have seen God's truth revealed to thousands who have said, "Yeah, whatever," and they've walked away. It's one thing to have the truth revealed to you. It's another thing to do what the blind man did, and he said, I worship you, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I worship you as the Son of God. This was a man that we would say was truly saved, truly born again. His life was changed. by the doctrine, by the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must understand this morning, it's not enough to hear the truth, but we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that in verse 38? He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. You see, more important than seeing the light is believing. More important than hearing the gospel is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 10 says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." My friend, do you know that you have eternal life? Is that settled in your heart? Jesus said, "I've revealed the truth to you that you might know it." And he says, "He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life." Now, this blind man, he saw Jesus physically, but he saw him spiritually. He believed, and when he believed, he received everlasting life. He that hath the Son hath life. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Oh, this is the meaning of the passage, that there is a God in heaven who seeks us, and there is a God in heaven who loves us, and that when we put faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, he will redeem us from our sin and give us a home in heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. This man believed. And then it tells us this man worshiped. Worshiping God is here the evidence of the salvation of the blind man. Here was a man who did not just say something to Jesus, but here is a man who, with his act of worship, gave evidence to his faith found in his heart. The light of Jesus was shining through his life. And when we read these words, when we hear a man who says, "I believe," and he worshiped him, we're seeing the life of a changed man. I remember years ago when my parents were missionaries in Korea. They were starting a church back in about 1977. And as a part of the church plant, we were going from business to business, from house to house, passing out flyers and inviting people to come to a special revival meeting. One day, as I was walking down a fairly busy and narrow street passing out flyers, I walked past a place of business. The business sold coal, and back then the Korean people would buy coal and would place it under their house to heat the floor at night. As I walked by, I noticed that there was a teenage girl sitting on top of the coal, and the sight struck my mind and heart. I had a fleeting moment of compassion, but kept on walking. After a moment, though, the Holy Spirit touched my heart and spoke to my heart about going back, and I went back and I gave the young lady a flyer and invited her to the revival meeting. Much to my delight, she came later that evening to the church service. Her clothes were dirty with the coal, and even her skin and face had coal. But that night, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. She believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. What a thrill it was. I'll never forget the next night as she came early, she was talking to my mother. My mother had already learned Korean fluently by that time, and I noticed the young lady was crying. Later, I learned that she said to my mother, "My father is a Buddhist. My father said that if I come back to this church one more time, that he will kick me out of the house. He'll not let me live in the house." My mother prayed with her and consoled her and counseled with her. Frankly, we thought we would never see the young lady again. Much to our delight, once again the next night, however, she showed up to the services there, and she worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm sure within her heart there was great consternation, loving her father, and yet now having a new heavenly father. something like we feel as Christians right now, concern for safety, listening to all the mixed signals of the governmental agencies, but so wanting to come and worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm so thankful that the young lady came again. She stayed with missionaries for a few nights, and finally, later that week, one of the missionaries was able to lead her father to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But I share that story with you to remind you that a true faith is a working faith. A saving faith is a faith that is a worshiping faith. And this young lady was saved, but there was a desire in her heart to worship the one who had saved her. Christian friend, I ask you today, is the light of Jesus shining through in your life? Is His light shining gloriously so that His life is worshiped, His work is worshiped by you? Oh, may we have a life that evidences faith in Jesus Christ. And if you're watching today and you do not know Christ as your Savior, and you've never had that time where you put faith in Jesus Christ, then I want to encourage you today to simply turn to Christ and in faith speak to Him in prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, but I turn to You now. And Jesus, I turn exclusively to You. And I know that You died on the cross for me and Your blood was shed for my sin. I ask You to come into my life and be my Savior. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And when you put your faith in Christ alone, He promises you a relationship, a home in heaven for all of eternity. Only Jesus is the light of the world, and only Jesus can illuminate your heart and save your soul for all of eternity. As we think about this meaning, the wonderful meaning of this passage, as we realize that it is the revelation of Christ, it is the reception by faith that brings salvation, I remind you of John chapter 1 and verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. You see, the Sadducees and Pharisees, they rejected that Jesus was the light of the world. They rejected that He was eternal God. But this blind man, whose sight was restored, he realized that only God could change his life like this. He believed on Jesus, and he worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. May we be a believing and a worshiping people. And if you have accepted Christ as your Savior today, if you have prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, Lord, as a sinner, I ask You to come into my life and be my Savior. If you realize that only Jesus is the light of the world, and if you realize that as a sinner, you have called out to Him and asked Him to forgive your sin and to be your personal Savior, why don't you let us know about that today? We'd love to rejoice with you and send you some material that will help you to begin growing in your Christian life. And if you are saved, make sure that your life is a life of expressed worship, displaying the light of Jesus Christ in a dark and dying world. This world needs to know that Jesus Christ is the light, and it's my prayer that this week, His light will shine through each and every one of us. God bless you.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.